at the pulpit, and I'll have to if I want to see my Bible and hold the candle. So it's called multitasking, right? Now, who's heard that phrase before? I'm just getting all the paper out of the way, just, you know, reduce. I'm an insurance. You do everything to reduce risk, right? And so that's what we're trying to do. I'm going to read tonight, and you don't have to turn there. I believe Brother Dana, if you would, will have the scripture on the projector in John chapter 1. John chapter 1, and starting in verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, understand, church, it's important to know that the Word here is Christ. It's talking about Christ right here, okay? So where you see the Word, it's literally talking about Christ. So let me read that again. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. There's a lot of places today that are literally attacking the deity of Christ. But the Bible says that the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. He was also there in part of the creation. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. There's another scripture validating that point, that Christ was part of creation. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Verse number 5, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Verse number 14, and the Word was made flesh among us, or the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Let's pray. Lord, we're so thankful for tonight. Thank you again for allowing us to gather together this special evening. Lord, again, we just pray for your blessing on the service, and we just pray for just the next few moments that you'd help us with the scriptures that we read, Lord, to try to be challenged and encouraged. In Jesus' name, amen. Going to give you just a couple quick thoughts, and like I said, I have no intentions of preaching very long, but you know, that kind of reminds me of the fellow who went to the buffet line and said, I don't plan on eating much, and we knew that that wasn't true, right? But I really actually don't intend to preach long. I just want to get, you know, again, the candle's burning, just don't know how much time we have, but I did want to give you a couple of things. There was a little boy who had forgot his lines in the Christmas presentation. Who's ever seen that before? He forgot his lines in the Christmas presentation. His mother was sitting in the front row, you know, to prompt him. So he gestured and formed his words silently with her lips, but to no avail. His mind was blank. Finally, she leaned in and whispered the cue, I am the light of the world. The child beamed and with great feeling and a loud, clear voice said, my mother is the light of the world. Now, obviously, his mother knew who the light of the world is, and the true light, as we just read in our text, is the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to give you a few quick thoughts tonight, church, as we look at this text tonight, and we think of Jesus as the true light. Jesus is the true light, right? And I can't think of a better passage of scripture for the moment as we have the light of the candle as a reminder that Jesus is the true light. What we see here in the text is, first of all, in verse number 1, we see the person of who Jesus Christ was. And there it's very clear in the beginning. And for the record, if you've ever started off, the book of Genesis starts off very similar, doesn't it? Right? In the beginning was the Word, talking about Christ, as we said a second ago, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It's absolutely important to understand, friend, that Christ was 100% God. He was not 50% God. He was literally 100% God, and when he came down to earth, he was also 100% man. Somebody tried to illustrate something about how can Christ be God and man at the same time? Well, when you look at the Bible and you study the Word of God, you'll see a few examples. You know, when you, first of all, the feeding of the 5,000, we know that at times that he hungered. The Bible says that he hungered. Do you remember when he went and fasted for 40 days and 40 nights? He hungered. And for the record, Jesus knows what your weaknesses are, friends, and he will often attack your weakness. And he knew in that moment when Christ was hungered after fasting for 40 days that that was something that he went to attack. So we know in that passage that Jesus hungered, but yet he was also God enough to feed the 5,000. So in one place he was man, proving that he hungered. In another place he was God in that he could feed 5,000 with just the little boy's lunch, right? And, you know, then we know that he was man enough that he died, but yet he was God enough that he rose up from the tomb. Amen. He died as a fleshling man, but as God, he rose from the dead. And in fact, he also rose Lazarus, or resurrected Lazarus from the dead. So we know the person of Christ, of who he is, and it's very clear and evident through Scripture that the person of who Jesus was 100% God. The Word was God. So we see the person of Christ. Then we secondly see the power of Christ. It says in verse number 3, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. There are people that literally believe that Christ was created when he was born here on this earth. That is not true. Amen. For the record, when God said, let us make man in our own image, who do you think that he was talking to? Exactly. He wasn't talking to himself. He said, let us make man in our own image. This scripture here, because some people believe or look at Christ as a created being similar to you and I. We are part of God's creation, but the Bible says that all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So he was also, it's talking about the person, but then also talking about the power. Christ was also omnipotent, meaning all powerful, just as much as God. Then in verse number 3, or as we read on in verse number 4, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. So when we talk about the purpose, when you look at one spiritual aspect of why Christ came down to earth, was literally to shine the light into a dark world. Now, it's hard to see more than normal tonight because we're not displaying as much light as we normally do. And it would be really hard to see if we at least didn't have a candle, right? So the intention of light is to clear the darkness, or to make void the darkness, or to separate darkness. And that's exactly what Christ was. Now, the Bible does clearly say that he came to seek and to save that which was lost. But here the Bible is telling us that in verse number 5, that the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended not. So that is the purpose of Christ, of who Christ was. So we've looked at the person of Christ. We've looked at the power of Christ, the purpose of Christ. Now we're also going to look in this text here for just a moment. We're going to look at the preacher of Christ. Now this is talking about somebody representing Christ. In verse number 6, that there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. Now notice verse number 8. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. The Bible is very clear that the preacher of Christ, who in this passage is referring to John the Baptist was not the light. He was sent to bear witness of the light. Can I tell you something tonight, church? I am not the light. Okay, I am not the one who can bring the light into your soul. All I can do is point you to the one who can. All I can do is bear witness of the light. That light is Christ. I don't do anything different than John the Baptist, where it says he was not the light, but he was sent to bear witness of that light. If I was to summarize it, I could summarize and say that, listen, I am not the light, but I am sent to bear witness of the light of Christ. So that is the preacher of Christ. So all of us, and the reason why we want to emphasize that, because it's not just me. Every single Bible-believing Christian is sent to bear witness of the light. Amen? Yes. We all have a duty and responsibility to bear witness of Christ. It is clear throughout the Word of God There's overwhelming scripture that we have a spiritual duty to share the light or to bear witness of the light being Jesus Christ. So that is the preacher of Christ. You're part of that, even if you haven't been called to preach. Remember that word preach means to proclaim, and we all have a duty to proclaim the gospel. Now, there is something else here, church, where there's also a little bit of a problem. We've talked about the person, the power, the purpose, the preacher, but let's look for a moment at the problem that we see here in our text. Now, in verse number 11, the Bible says, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. That's a problem. Even those that you thought would have been more receptive of Christ being of the Hebrew nation, that's who's referring to, his own. And the Bible literally says his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. You know, one of the things I love about the Bible, the Word of God, is that oftentimes when you see a problem, shortly thereafter you see a solution. So as we read the Bible, we see that the problem is that there's a lot of people that have not received Christ. There's a lot of people that maybe have seen the light but not received the light, right? There's still it's not any different today, friends. There's still a lot of people that has seen the light but not received the light of the glorious gospel of Christ. It's not any different today. So we could say that scripture is still true for today, that he came into his own and his own received him not. People that maybe grew up in church, people that's heard it, people that know the truth of anything, they should be the ones to want to receive the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But unfortunately, that is not the case. That's the problem. There's a problem with people. Like, you could go back and look at that story in the birth of Christ when they didn't have room for Christ. We can make a case that you have no room for Christ if you've not received Christ, right? And sadly, how many would say tonight, Pastor, I know some people that have not made room for Christ. I know some people that have not received the light. They've heard the truth. They know the truth. And they still have not received Christ. That's the problem. The solution. Say, what's the solution? The Lord Jesus Christ. In verse number 12, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. And I heard a preacher one time describe it this way, that the Son of God, stay with me real close on this, the Son of God, talking about Christ, became the Son of Man when he was made flesh among us. The Son of God became the Son of Man so that the sons of man, that's you and I, could be the sons of God. Did you catch that? The Son of God became the Son of Man so that the sons of man could be the sons of God. Jesus, who was the begotten Son of God, came down and became a Son of Man to relate to you and I as sons of man so that we could be all sons of God. Right. What does the Bible say in this verse? But as many received him, to them gave he power to become what? The sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. And if you've received the Lord Jesus Christ, you are a son of God. He said, well, I'm a lady. No, it's a general reference. We are of the sons of God. Thank God I'm part of that number. So we see in verse 11 the problem. We see in verse 12 the solution, which is Jesus Christ, as we're referring to the light of the world. We've mentioned tonight, church, the person, the power, the purpose, the preacher, the problem, and then we're going to notice the preservation. The preservation. In verse number 9, it says that he was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Now let's go back down to verse 14. And the Word. Who's the Word? Christ. Man, you guys learn fast. Praise the Lord. And the Word was made flesh. So when we say the Word was made flesh, that's literally saying that Christ came down from the portals of glory and became flesh like you and I. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten Father, full of grace and truth. Now, we know, according to the Word of God, that he was sent to bear the sins of the world, to take away the iniquity of mankind. And if that is true, friend, when the Word became flesh, that was our preservation as Christians for those who received the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, again, sadly, not everybody will receive the Lord Jesus Christ. But because he did this, you and I can have preservation. You might also call it eternal security, right? Can I tell you something? Once you're saved and you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, you're saved. And you can't lose your salvation. If you could lose it, that means you could do something to earn it. Or you could do something to keep it. You and I can't keep it. You and I can't earn it. It is something that is only of God. We only have eternal life because of the Lord Jesus Christ. So what we see there in verse 14 is that Christ was the preservation. So everything that we're talking about tonight, being Christ, the light of the world, we see the person of Christ, the power of Christ, the purpose, the preacher of Christ, the problem, and the preservation. And that is all what Jesus Christ did for you and I, being the light of the world. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for this evening. Thank you, Lord, for this church, all those that were able to come and be part of the service this evening. And Father, we still have other things that we want to do to honor and exalt your name. And Lord, we just pray that you bless the remainder of the service. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, I'm going to go ahead and ask Connor if he'll come back. We have a couple more songs that we want to do. And here's what we want to do after that, church. We do want to have a time of just maybe if you got something special that you just want to share that the Lord has done for you. I mean, just something really special. You can not just think, I'm not just talking about in the last week. Maybe it was something that God did for you in this year, in 2021, that you're thankful for. Hey, listen, just because the world is depressed about 2021 doesn't mean we as children of God have to be, because we have a lot to be excited about. Yes. Amen, church? We have a lot to be thankful for. So while we're doing these last two songs, would you think of something? Now, bear in mind, we want to give everybody an opportunity, so we're not asking everybody to give a whole message, amen? But we want you to share something and then give other people an opportunity to share something to brag on the Lord tonight. And then what we're going to do at that point, we'll blow out our candles. I want to do a prayer circle tonight to end the service. The only exception is that if you've been under the weather and you just prefer not to, we understand, then you can just pray off to the side. But other than that, we do want to end. I think it'd be special for the church to end together in a prayer circle. But we're going to blow out the candles before we get to that part, okay? So let's sing a couple songs, then we'll have a time of testimony. Brother Connor?
Turn to page 133, Angels We Have Heard on High, page 133.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Shepherds, why this jubilee? Why your joyous strains prolong? Say, what may the tidings be which inspire your heavenly song? Gloria in excelsis Deo. Chelsea's day. Oh,
on the last.
See him in a manger lane, Jesus, Lord of heaven and earth. Mary, Joseph, lend your reign, with us sing our Savior's birth. Chelsea's day, Gloria in excelsis Deo.
All right, everybody have a testimony this evening?
I know Melanie's listening because she she said she would, and I just want to give thanks for her. And God has just brought me so far within the last couple months, and it's only because of him that I've been able to make the changes that I had in my life for me, for her. And just, I love you, baby. I know you're listening. Just want to say that. Thank you.
There were a lot of things that we went through in 2021. Yeah. But what Satan doesn't realize is he made us stronger.
That's right.
The one thing that we had a car accident, Roger Phil had stitches. There were so many things. It seemed like, where was it going to end? But we got stronger with that. And God has a story for each and every one of us, a plan for each one of us. And only ask him, and he will share with you. Praise the Lord.
Hold up your hands so they can see.
Hold up candles.
So I lost my aunt a week ago today, and great aunt, and just knowing that she's with Christ and that she is in a better place is definitely helping me get through it each and every day. So I just wanted to say that.
I would like to just give thanks because God let me survive a triple bypass.
Amen. Amen.
And it'll be 1 year next month.
Wow. I want to
say 2021 has been a lot. You know, moving 1,800 miles away from Kentucky to Arizona, you know, adjusting to a whole new life, a whole new, you know, friends and family. But I want to say thank you all to our church and to my family for being there for us. All of you have contributed as part of the church. I want to say thank you all to you all from the bottom of my heart, from the bottom of my family's heart. Trenton.
All right, my friend from Tucson called the other day. I called her back, and she said she's having a heart attack. She told me what she's going through. I told her, get your butt to the hospital. She said she'd have to wait for hours down there in Tucson Hospital. She said, I want your prayers. I said, okay. So we prayed. And I, even after I hung up from talking to her, I prayed and I prayed and I prayed. And the next day, I was still praying when I called her and I said, how are you doing? She said, I'm doing a little bit better. I said, praise God. Let's keep praying. We prayed some more, and then I prayed for her the rest of the day and called her that night. And she said, I'm feeling great. I made cookies today.
Amen. Amen.
So Amen. I can't thank God enough, because she is just like part of my own family. We've known each other for over 40 years. And I've just been thanking God every day that he touched her and he healed her. So I just want to praise him for all that.
Amen.
Well, I'm glad that God has helped me to be able to write some pretty good songs.
Amen. Amen.
Because over the past few years, it's been harder to write them, but I think God wants me to be a songwriter.
Amen. Amen.
For the gospel.
Amen. Praise God, buddy.
Oh, Chuck over here.
I got to give praise, of course, like always, to my family, church family here. I had a really bad accident, you know, as you know, back last March. I was in the hospital and then rehab and came out with a really good medical system afterwards, which I feel great about. They helping me keep I'm tracked with my doctors now and everything else. And otherwise, I was kind of upset with my previous medical care. And so this home health care is much greater. And I appreciate my church family here, and I can't begin to praise you guys enough. And he's watched over me so much, I just can't begin to give him enough praise and thanks for what he's watched over me, and it's incredible. And I don't know why sometimes, but that's his wish, I guess. Thanks.
So I want to praise God this past year when we lost Pastor Storm the year before. God held the church together. He held some folks together tight here. And then he clearly showed us the way. He gave us an interim pastor to help so that we could continue to look for a shepherd. And then he showed us who our next shepherd was supposed to be. He was very clear to communicate that. There was no doubts. There was no confusion there. I praise God for that. I praise God. I almost lost my wife to COVID back in February, but he helped her stay strong, and he helped her fight it, and he brought her back home to me. And not only has she was out of work for, gosh, over 6 months, and the doctor wouldn't even let her go back under the job description to Walmart. So in the meantime, she looked for something else that he might be satisfied with. And not only did the Lord give us something that was going to work, but gave her something better, something she's really happy to do. So I just want to praise God for just all that he's done. I praise God for the shepherd that he has given us and his family, and the fact that they uprooted themselves their entire life and came over here for us, for this church, and that we're going strong. And it's just, I give God the glory because God's the one that's made all this happen. It's his plan. So thank you, Lord.
I went to the doctor today, and my ribs healed 100%.
Amen.
I'm a little sore, and I'm out of shape, but my job is way labor-intensive, and amen. It's going to take me a minute to crawl back into that job. So, amen. But I am 100% healed.
Amen.
Next week will be my 8-month anniversary on Monday for my third and last scoliosis surgery.
Praise God for the year that we had. For everything that he's taken care of, for the guidance that he provided. And also, it's been really... There's a YouTube channel and website called Desiring God, which helped me grow a bit spiritually this year, and it convinced me to join the Bible plan, which was a great decision, and it got me reading the Bible more, which praise God for that. Just really, really follow the resources that are available that you can use, that are pretty much profitable for spiritual growth. Really praise God for all of that, and yeah, that's my praise.
We want to do go ahead and turn to page 144, Silent Night, I believe it is. Page 144, but we're gonna cut the music and sing this one a cappella on page 144.
Silent night, holy night. All is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin.
defense so tender and mild. Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night. Shepherds quake at the sigh. Glory stream from heaven afar. Heavenly hosts sing alleluia. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. On the last. Silent night, holy night, wondrous star, lend thy light. With the angels let us sing alleluia to our King. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born.
All right, what we'd like to do is we'd like to go ahead and have the word of prayer. So we'll go ahead and blow out our candles. Make sure that they're out. Okay. And let's go around real quick. And if you don't mind, can I get our two candle helpers tonight? Would you go around and get them collected and put them in this basket? And then we'll make sure we properly... You got one? Let's keep those separate. I got a different place we'll put them here. If you'll just put them in this basket here. Just go around and get them all together. I just realized we just took up a collection, but we didn't take up our normal collection, and Brother Tuck will probably be mad at me. So let me get a couple ushers real quick. Let's take care of that, and then we're going to have prayer. I'd hate to rob somebody of an opportunity to give to the Lord. Amen. Lord, we love you. Thank you, Lord, for this evening. We ask for your blessing on this offering, God. And Lord, as we gather together for a final prayer, Lord, help us to truly remember that you are the light of the world. Bless this offering in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. Amen. Amen. All right, let's do this, church. Like I said, unless you just want to pray separately, we'll ask you to do that because of sickness. But if not, for those that we'd like you to, let's go ahead and gather in a prayer circle. I'm going to stand in the middle front, and let's just join hands and try to go around this middle section of chairs. Says I saw for a man to stand in the gap. That's what Brother Courtney just did. Praise God. All right, church. I'm going to go ahead and ask Tuck to pray, and then I'll close it out in prayer. Go ahead, Brother.
Dear Father in heaven, Lord, thank you so much for the hope that you've given us in your only begotten Son. Oh, Lord Jesus, you came down to earth. You thought it not robbery to shed all your power to become meek for us. Lord, you became the lowest of the low, born in a manger. Lord, you started out the lowest of the low for us. A little tiny babe, defenseless, Lord. You did this for us, Lord. You did it for us bravely. You did it for us lovingly, Lord. And you did it for us nobly, obeying the Father's will. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you for the reason for the season, for what we celebrate as your birthday, Lord. We know that probably not exactly when your birthday was, but God, we just want to recognize this. God, we do recognize it. We recognize everything in your heart and give you glory for what you've done for us. Thank you, Lord, for being the Messiah. Thank you, Lord, for loving us so much that you laid your life down for us, that you became a friend to all of us, Lord. For all of us, Lord, then, and for all of us who weren't even born yet, Lord, you did this. It was your plan. We just give you praise and thanks, Lord Jesus, for all that you do for us. In your precious name, we give prayer, and I pass this prayer to Pastor Shepard.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you again. And Lord, we are truly grateful that we got to gather here this evening. Lord, we do miss several that were not able to be here. Lord, we know they would have been here due to sickness, or Lord, maybe they're out of town. God, we pray a special prayer for them. Lord, we pray for each and every one that's here, each and every family, each and every individual. Lord, all of us have burdens and needs. But Lord, our focus tonight was just to lift you up tonight.
Yes.
Lord,
yes.
To praise your name, to thank you for coming down to this earth, coming down from the portals of glory, as the scripture said. The word was made flesh, Lord, to secure our preservation in our salvation in you. And we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for what has been said and done. Lord, we pray that it's been pleasing to you. God, that was our desire, was to honor you tonight. And Lord, again, as we just come to celebrate your birth, and as Brother Tuck already mentioned, Lord, we know that it's not exactly that day. Lord, it's a day that has been set aside to honor you. And Father, we do pray that you would be with all of our church family, Lord, that they would have a very blessed Christmas day. Lord, that we remember the real reason for the season.
Yes,
Lord, that you are the light of the world,
yes,
that you came down here to bear our sin. And Lord, we pray for our safety and protection as well as we go home until the next appointed time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
If you got blessed tonight, would you say amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.